I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to be on air for the next hour, playing all kinds of good music for you. So, starting off the show, you just heard something from Greg Ashley, and a track called Sailing with Bobby. Really, really nice, kind of sunshiny pop track to start off the show. And that was taken off an album called Peyton Garden, which came out in 2007 on Birdman Records. You may be familiar with some of his work with the Gris, but he's recently moved on to kind of some solo albums. And I recently picked up that album a few weeks ago, and I'm really, really digging that track, so I wanted to try to fit it in for tonight. So like I said, I'm going to be on air for the next hour or so. Check out CITR.ca for all the latest CITR info. And also, if you want to check out more info on this particular show, head to CanadaPostRock.ca. And you can check out some playlists and podcasts, as well as how to get in touch and stuff like that. So we're going to keep going with some more pop music on this set. You're going to hear a couple Canadian artists. You're going to hear something from Owen Pallett and a track off his EP called Swedish Love Story. You can hear a track called Don't Stop. And this is one of the newer singles that he released for his new label, Domino. and it features a Thomas Gill on guitar. Thomas Gill is one of the guitarists out of Toronto, and he did a bunch of touring with Owen Pallett. And that's what you're going to hear after Owen Pallett. You're going to hear something from Thomas Gill himself. And you're going to hear a track called Don't Think, Just Hate. And this is off his debut album called Self-Help. And how I got into this guy, how I got into Thomas Gill, was he was actually the touring guitarist for Katie Stelmanis. He did a whole bunch of dates with Katie Stelmanis' first tour, but then he moved on to his own solo stuff. He has this really, really awesome kind of 80s style of smooth pop. It's really, really cool stuff, so hope you enjoy this set. So right here on Canada Post Rock, you're going to hear kind of a pop-oriented set, not really post-rocky, but whatever. So you're going to hear these two artists, and we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR, this is Owen Pallett, followed by Thomas.
Thank you.
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was something from Thomas, a track off his self-help album. That was a track called Don't Think, Just Hate. And if you Google Thomas, Don't Think, Just Hate, I do believe you find a really awesome music video that he did featuring him getting his getting beat up in the Toronto subway system. Before that, you heard something from Owen Pallett, a track featuring Thomas Gill. You heard a track called Don't Stop, taken from the Swedish Love Story EP. And actually, one of my claim to fame, well, it's not really, it's just actually a really nerdy claim to fame, is actually Owen Pallett. Out of the few people he follows on Twitter, he follows me for some reason. So I kind of feel weird every time I tweet, because I know Owen Pallett's going to possibly read them. Anyways, check out some more stuff from Owen Pallett on his label Domino Records. You can find out more info at dominorecordco.us. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is going to be on for about another, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. So what you're going to hear next is something from Colin Stetson, and he's one of the new artists on, or one of the new releases on Constellation Records. He has a new album called New History Warfare Volume 2. And a large part of its production was due to Laurie Anderson, and that's the wife of Lou Reed. She had a big part on this album, and you get to hear a track that features some of her spoken word vocals. From Colin Stetson's new album, you're going to hear a track called A Dream of Water, and this came out on Constellation Records. After that, you can hear from Laurie Anderson herself, and a track off her latest album called, I do believe it's called Homeland. Yeah, and it just came out on, well, it came out about a year or so ago on Nonesuch Records. You're going to hear a really interesting track called Only an Expert. It's kind of a spoken word oriented track, and it really is very reminiscent of some of the stuff that that William Shatner does. I don't know, it just really reminds me of it. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this set right here on Canada Post Rock and on CITR. This is Colin Stetson, followed by Laurie Anderson.
There were those who didn't run. There were those who couldn't take it. There were those who stayed in the city. What was it? Where did it go? There were those who laid their bodies down. There were those who took out knives. There were those who kissed the gray skies. There were those who knew only the sound of their own voices. There were those who knew the rules. There were those who freed their bodies. There were those who couldn't take it. There were others on their own. What was it? What was it? There were strangers and con men. There were those who lived in the crawl space. There were people lighting candles. There were people going crazy. There were those who walked the beach. But war is that. What town could this be? There were those who didn't run. There were those who couldn't take it. There were those who stayed in the city. What was it? Where did it go? There were those who laid their bodies down. There were those who took out knives. There were those who kissed the gray skies. There were those who knew only the sound of their own voices. There were those who freed their bodies. There were those who couldn't take it. There were others on their own. What was it? What was it? There were strangers and con men. There were those who lived in the crawl space. There were people lighting candles. There were people going crazy. There were those who walked the beach. What war was that? What war was that? this be? Only an expert can deal with the problem. Because half the problem is seeing the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, it's really actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems, and there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems. Because only an expert can see there's a problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. You're invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem, but you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem, and so you invent a problem. But if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem, and so you're probably going to get nailed, you're going to get exposed, and you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg for the public's forgiveness. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Problems. The big question is always, how can I get control? How can I take control? But don't forget, this is a question for the regular viewer. The person who's barely getting by. The person who's watching shows about people with problems. The person who's one of the 60% of the U.S. population. 1.3 weeks away. 1.3 paychecks away from a shelter. In other words, a person with problems. So when experts say, let's get to the root of the problem, let's take control of the problem, because if you take control of the problem, you can solve the problem. Often this doesn't work at all because the situation is completely out of control. Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. Experts lend you money, and sometimes they lend you lots of money, and sometimes when the subprime mortgages collapse and banks close and businesses fail and the crisis spreads around the world, sometimes other experts say just because all the markets crashed doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing. And other experts say just because all your friends were fired and your family's broke and we didn't see it coming doesn't mean that we were wrong. You lost your job and your house and all your savings doesn't mean that you don't have to pay for the bailouts, for the traders and the bankers and the speculators. Because only an expert can design a bailout, and only an expert can expect a bailout.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an
everyone knows it's a problem. But if some of the experts say it's no problem, and if other experts claim it's no problem, or explain why it's no problem, then it's simply not a problem. But when an expert says it's a problem, and makes a movie about the problem, and wins an Oscar about the problem, and gets the Nobel Prize about the problem, then all the other experts have to agree. It is most likely a problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem. Invade another country and flatten it and ruin it and create havoc and civil war in that other country. If the experts say it's not a problem and everyone agrees they're experts and good at seeing problems, then invading those countries is simply not a problem. And if a country tortures people and holds citizens without cause or trial and sets up military tribunals, this is also not a problem. Unless there's an expert who says, this is the beginning of a problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. See, there's a problem. And seeing the problem is half the problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was an interesting track from Laurie Anderson. Only an Expert is a track taken from her Homeland album that came out on Nonesuch Records. And prior to that, you heard something from Colin Stetson, a track called A Dream of Water, which is taken from his new album called New History Warfare. And that track featured Laurie Anderson doing some spoken word vocals. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be on air till 1 a.m. this evening. Check out canadapostrock.ca for some more info on the show, as well as don't forget citr.ca for all the latest CITR info. And we're going to get into a set of Canadian experimental jazz featuring the work of Joshua Zubod, I should say. And some of his work is featured on the brand new Subtle Lipkin album. And this is put out on the Drip Audio label. It's a experimental jazz label that's been around for about something like 6 years. Check out Drip Audio for more info. You're going to hear a track called, a really interesting track called Tad Lack Boom. And this features guitar, percussion, piano, as well as violin and low octave violin. After that, you're going to hear something from Fond of Tigers, which is features the work of Jesse Zubot, which is, I do believe, his brother, on violin, as well as a bunch of other people. You're going to hear a track off the album called Continent and Western. And from Fond of Tigers, you're going to hear a track called September 16th, 2005. If you want to find out some more info on this label, check out dripaudio.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Subtle Lipkin, followed by Fond of Tigers.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And that was Subtle Lipkin right here on CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to leave you this evening with kind of a longer track to end off the show. Hope you've enjoyed the show thus far. I'm going to leave you with something from an artist named James Ferraro. He's a psych noise artist based out of California, and he's also in a group called The Skaters. He puts out a really interesting form of kind of drone, psych, and just all kinds of twisted noise that sounds like it's coming out of a melted sci-fi VHS tape or something from some 90s TV shows or something. He puts out a ton of music, tons of CDRs, cassettes, and most recently put out a VHS tape. You're going to hear something from a 2009 album from a series called the Summer Head Rush series. It's a series of CDRs that he put out, and you're going to hear a track called Wild, a track taken from the Wild World album. And this is an album that has a whole bunch of samples of, sounds like infomercials, as well as samples of Michael Jackson and the Heaven's Gates cult. It's totally twisted, and it's just a head trip of a track. So hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned. I'll be here next week with some more great music, so stay tuned for more great programming on CITR. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is James Ferraro.
In the last few weeks, a large amount of ugly, malicious information has been released into the media about me.
Is Elvis Presley alive?
Welcome back to Entertainment Tonight, everybody, as we investigate Hollywood's plastic surgery secrets.
Star makeovers are such a big deal here in Hollywood.
The Heaven's Gate cult was time to the passing of the Hale-Bopp comet by Earth.
From the gateway to showbiz glory, this is Hollywood 411.
Painless death in about 4 minutes. It is an ending, Dr. Kevorkian says. Terminally ill patients have a right to choose.
It's amazing what you can learn from a psychic. I think everybody wants to know what the future holds.
Call Psychic Encounters and talk to a gifted and professional psychic.
Aesthetically, skin on bones is much prettier.
Now, a story so wild, we had to share it with you. Wide awake liposuction. Oh, yes. ET's Plastic Surgery Week continues, and tonight it truly is an eye-opener.
I'm having liposuction, and I'm wide awake.
Every year, there's a celebrity that everybody wants to have those bits.
Right, so now we're going to get started with this.
I swear, I'm in the middle of surgery.
That is pretty amazing. As for the recovery time, Sylvia walked home after the procedure.
Here.
That's right. We'll have Arnold, Bruce, Sharon, Demi, the whole group, and many, many more.
They will all be in the world's 33rd Brennan Hollywood.
He's in the left lane now.
Yeah.
Making a left turn.
No. Hey, man, don't. Don't. Juice. Oh, Juice.
Next, Jenny Jones.
It's insanity at the stratosphere where the concept of fear can achieve new heights. Insanity the Ride is a one-of-a-kind thrill sitting 900 feet above the Las Vegas Strip with an arm that extends 64 feet over the edge of the tower holding 10 passengers in escape-proof seats as it sends riders at up to 3 Gs in the sky. It will leave you breathless and full of adrenaline.
Malicious wounding trial of Lorena Bobbitt began today in Manassas, Virginia.
This is my life when I'm not in Beverly Hills doing facelifts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Siegfried and Roy.
The future is now at Institute Butte in New York, where doctors use cutting-edge technology. The fountain of youth future lies in infrared technology, lasers, and even flashing lights.
The gentle wave machine is really technology of the future that's here now. This is a true magic device.
It works by using the color and frequency of 2,000 tiny lights to stimulate collagen production.
It was the most incredible light show. It had all the colors of the rainbow, and they were all just like scintillating or dancing, just like vibrating. It's just incredible.
Sagging skin is a telltale sign of aging, but infrared technology, which tightens by using deep heat under the skin's surface, can turn back the hands of time.
This is the cutting edge right now.
Other planets already enjoy this technology, and they've had it for hundreds of thousands of years. We had it in Atlantis.